Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans around the world. It is your girl, and I'm here with another episode of Empowering Bites, and this one's a very special because it's a little bit different. But before I do, you know, I got to introduce the co-host with the mostest, the most fabulous, amazing human that I get to record episodes with and bring you Empowering Bites for probably like almost like a whole heap of time. Like 170 yes. odd episodes. I know, sure. I'm like, So you know who she is, but she still needs an introduction because she's the G to the A to the B to the Y to the Memone. Gabby Memone. Gabby.
Every introduction has always been different. I love it. And what's special about this episode is amazing people in our circle. We have another amazing person in our circle, and that's who is here with us today.
I love it. We actually said that to the humans last episode. We said, hey, if you want to get on the podcast, you can. You just have to express an interest. And here we are. Yeah. We have an amazing human that we're looking forward to introducing. But we're gonna have her tell us a little bit about why she is an empowered human in this world. Wow. And her name is Karen. Is it Miraflor?
That's correct.
Yes.
So hi, everybody.
Yes.
I'm Karen Miraflor, and I am so thrilled to be joining two amazing, amazing individuals here on Earth. Ah. Angels on Earth. Thank you guys for having me. You.
Wait till they learn about you and your story. This is why we invited you on. It's amazing.
Yeah. So tell us why you're an empowered human.
Well, okay, so I actually am one of the co-founders of Amazing Fun Park. So it's an indoor fun park in Mississauga. And I traded boardrooms to playgrounds. I went away. Well, didn't really give up anything. I just kind of like pivoted and gave up a good career, actually, that I worked on for really all my life. And now we are spreading happiness and smiles through this fun park that we created and we built just out of grief, really, from the death of my dad. And then, you know, one step after the other, it came to be. So exciting, exciting times.
And so us humans visiting the fun park, what would we experience? Is it for kids? Is it for adults? Is it,
you know? It is. It's for both. It's actually kind of a magical place, really.
It is.
Because it it's kind of a child's healing as well, right? Mm-hmm. For a lot of us. So as soon as we enter, it's kind of like a magical place. It's a enchanted forest themed. So, and, you know, we also touch on, you know, the sounds, which we have a stage for it as well. We also have the smells. So that's also important, the cleanliness of it. Yeah. And so it's the visual and the smell and the, you know, experience, really. It's the vibe.
So now I'm curious, when you say smell, it's, you have scents that...
We do. Mm-hmm. So we invested on scents for all over the park, actually. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a 20,000 square foot park. So
wow,
it's quite massive. It used to be a club for adults, and now it's a club for kids.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a transformation. Thank you, divine universe. But when you say scents, because I'm a very, I have some aromatherapy going on here, right? So when you, I love hotel scents, right? Like I, so when you say scents, like give us a, like, what am I going to smell? What will I experience when I walk into
it? It's exactly that. So it's kind of like a, you know, where you get the scents from, you know, the hotels.
Okay.
That's also where we get them from. So the manufacturer is actually local. It's also local. And they, the scent that we picked is actually, funny enough, it's called Toronto.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want to see what Toronto smells like.
Yeah, and it actually smells very fruity and at the same time, powdery clean.
Okay, nice.
Gabby would know.
Yeah, I look forward to...
They've opened only this year, and I've already been 5 times.
Oh, wow. I look forward to... So I have to ask, because I'm excited. I love games. And so was there a love for games that you... Oh, yeah, I love games.
Yeah,
I board games, all types of games. I love game parks. I don't like. I'm not a roller coaster type person, but I definitely have done. My company invests in them. Activate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Activate games, right? Yeah. So I like things like that. Yeah, I like going to.
We do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually do have a very similar game, like Activate. Mm-hmm. So one of the attractions is that is the floor grid game. We also have modern arcade games. That is like a big iPad table. Mm-hmm. It's got 150 games in it, and it's meant to be played by 4 people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we also have a VR roller coaster ride. Ooh. That's cool. It's super fun.
That I could do. I don't know that I could do the real. I just can't do the real.
Me neither.
Yeah. Not anymore. Those days are done. After I saw that bird kind of go into that girl's face, I was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah. Right? What's cool about these is that you have the goggles. So if for whatever reason it's daunting, just lift it up. And
Okay. But anyway, so no birds hitting your face. But
no birds. Okay. And then we also have like neon car rides that you can ride on. And, and we have. An interactive wall ball pit, you know, where the graphics change every 5 minutes, and then you throw the ball on the wall, and then it reacts. The graphics.
Okay. Yes, I've seen. I've played that. Yeah, they have that. I think. Oh wow! I'm really excited. And if I'm visiting, right? So for the listeners, is it like an hour experience? Is it an hour and a half? Like how long is the experience?
So the experience is for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh wow, that's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's enough time to explore all the different attractions and have fun with your kids. Nothing in this park is meant to be played by yourself. Like everything is shared. Mm-hmm. It was very intentional that way. We wanted the family to connect, build memories. And that's really how I celebrate my dad and my family. So we wanted it to be a place where definitely the experience would be great. And the vibe, like as soon as you enter, you know, there's music in the background, there's karaoke, you know, we're a Filipino. So of course we're going to have karaoke on stage. and I love seeing all the kids build their confidence, you know, and the parents are just so lovely recording their kids when they're on stage and have that kind of experience and build memories that way is amazing. We also do birthday parties.
And you're going to be doing a great party for Gabby, which we'll talk about in a second. But just before you do, Gabby, before I hand off to you, you kind of tapped on it and it was kind of where I would love to, because I do believe anointing comes out of affliction, right? Like I do believe that there's something really special that happens in this world with certain people that have gone through certain things. There's something magical that can come out of the learning, the experience. And so my understanding is that your story is one of healing and clarity and really choosing a life now that lights you up from the inside. So can you take us a little bit back to before this fun park came to vision and what it was that you're experiencing and at what point did you start to see the vision of this future for yourself?
Sure. So, you know, I used to think that empowerment meant control. So before it was always about having a grip, you know, like on every goal, every step, every outcome. But now I think very differently about that. Empowerment to me now is about alignment. It's about aligning my life with my own dreams, my own truth, my calling. And when, you know, I need to, when I don't have the confidence, you know, because it does happen, right? Like fear set in. When fear set in, I just used to always just tailor my dreams to my fears, which is the complete opposite of what I should be doing, right? Like you're supposed to dream big and you're supposed to fly. And it was comfort. That's what it was before. So I was comfortable with my cushy job and, you know, it was okay. I have three kids and they're all grown now, but at the time we were building a life. And so of course there are needs that need to be met first and obligations, right? But when my dad, when I lost my dad, there was never a moment of, you know, drama of like, oh, my daughter, this is what you need to do. Like, it was never like that. When my dad was diagnosed with cancer, there was no battle. My dad gave into it and he was like over it. He was like, here you go. I'm done. And the moment that really clicked on with me was remembering what he said about done. He cupped my face and he said to me, my love, I'm finished. I have done it well. I've lived a good life. You guys are all okay. I'm ready to go. Oh, and I thought, and that's what clicked with me when I thought, oof, I want that kind of ending for me. And at that point, it gave me, you know, the realization of, is this what I really want to do for the rest of my life? Just be okay. You know, like not really being aligned with who I truly was and the purpose that of my, the purpose of my life. Right. And so of course, again, it was never a click of a button. It was life never is like that. So it took a little bit. I had to go through grief. That was not easy. But within it, one morning I woke up and I thought, I am done with grieving. I don't want to feel this way. And I don't want anyone else to feel this way. I want to spread joy. I want to have joy for me. And from there, I can spread it. So I thought of, you know, maybe this is the time to give up the boardrooms for the playgrounds, you know. And my husband and my sister and my brother-in-law collectively had an amazing idea of just doing something for kids to celebrate my father, who actually really, really loved children out of anything else. He had 10 grandchildren altogether from three kids. And so that was his thing. And for me, my greatest memories of my dad were always about being in an amusement park in the Philippines. Oh. So, yeah. And I thought, you know what? Let's do something like that. And of course, my husband, who was really the businessman in the group, was always Mr. Fun himself. So he knew kind of like what to do. And I just took the first step. That's all I did. And I did it scared.
Yes.
I did it scared.
The best things are, you know, to be done scared.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And feeling empowered is never a permanent state of being. Right? It's a moment-to-moment choice. It's not something that you feel once and you have it forevermore, right? It's not like a college degree, you know? So you have to recommit to it again and again and again. And each time you chose courage over fear, each time you follow that pull of your purpose, you get that feeling. It's the feeling of brush within you and kind of makes you want to fly, you know? And that to me is pure magic. And that's when magic happened for me, when I decided, I told my husband, okay, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to quit my full-time job. Let's create something amazing. And I love that word. That is one of my favorite words in the English language, that word amazing. And hence the name, you know, because that's really what I wanted kids to feel when they go in an amusement park, because that's how I felt whenever my dad brought me to one. You know, you felt amazed by what you see. It took you, transported you to a different world, which is exactly the goal here. I wanted everyone to just leave their problems at work, problems with families, problems with siblings, problems with everything else. Leave that behind and then transport you to a different world of enchantment and magic.
Yes,
I love that. You put something, Karen, in the guest form that has come completely full circle. You said, and I quote, "I know what it's like to choose comfort over calling, but I also know the magic that unfolds when you leap." And that's exactly what you've just shared. You shared about losing your father. You shared about going from your corporate life to this awakening that you had, which brought you clarity. We just think that's so beautiful, so fascinating. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me a platform to share that. And for anyone too who's listening, it's just really one decision that kind of, and it has to scare you. Mm-hmm. It has to.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, then it might not be the one. Mm. You know, like that might not be the right one. I've made so many mistakes before. I've made so many, you know, and the greatest lessons you learn, not out of joy, not out of, you know, all the good things that have happened. You learn those things from those same mistakes and those, you know, pivots that you needed to do. And hey, it hasn't ended. Like it doesn't end, right? Like you can't say like from here on out, you know, everything's great.
Mm. Yeah.
It's moment to moment. Every day is a new day, but my gosh, that we opened in February and to this day, we're now just at the end of July, and the people I've met through this fun park is just unparalleled compared to the 25 years I've done in the corporate world.
Mm. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's just on a daily basis. It's like moment to moment. There's all of these people, and Gabby are one of them. So it's just unreal. To me, magic. That is the magic.
And so what do you say to somebody that maybe is on the verge of wanting to leap, but maybe overwhelmed by the unknown, right? Like they feel the fear. They know they should do it.
The fear.
But it's so overwhelming. What do you say?
It's okay. Listen to your feeling. Like, stop thinking. Mm-hmm. I was very analytical. I have made a career out of analytics. And so it's always like, you know, studying one data over another. And I forgot to feel, you know, if you feel that your dream is calling to you, it's don't lose that vision. Don't ever fit your dreams, you know, and shrink them because you're entertaining your fears. Mm. I have been there. I have been at that edge of, you know, taking that leap, and there's no going back. I mean, what is the worst thing that can happen to you? What is the worst thing? It will open you up to a different avenue at best. Mm-hmm. Again, fear is moment to moment. You just don't have to just ask yourself, what if it works out? What if my dreams come true? That is the magic. Yeah, it makes you want to fly, you know?
Yeah, we did an episode on that, didn't we, Gabby?
We did. Yeah,
what if everything does work out? Yeah.
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 Oh, I love
it. Wow. Thank you so much.
We're so conditioned.
Karen. Yeah.
Yes. We're so conditioned to sometimes think the negative or be interrupted by fear. But what if it does work out? What if it's better than we expected? What if? And so what's nice here to hear you say it is that you prioritized joy and you prioritized the feeling of, yes, I can do it. You know, you reminded us of that magic where it begins in the moment where you choose courage over comfort. That's amazing in your own words. I love it.
I love sharing that part of my journey because it actually gives me so much hope every day. Mm. You know, like it's very different than when I was doing the 9-to-5 job. Like now it's more of who am I going to meet today?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Mm-hmm. versus, and how is that going to enhance my life? Because again, right. that is when the magic happens. Mm-hmm. These people that I meet on a daily basis enhance my life from the littlest of, you know, of moments to the big moments, you know, like meeting someone who went through so much, who was another angel on earth that I met last March. Someone who was so inspiring and, you know, who's battling cancer and lost the ability to walk and had the most amazing, amazing demeanor and vibe when I met her. I was like asking myself, what excuse do I have to feel bad when this amazing woman was just like spreading joy all around and not carrying her burden.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really fabulous.
Like that, from that to this little kid that was crying because she didn't want to leave. This was just yesterday, by the way. She didn't want to leave the park. And all I had to do was give a lollipop. She was good to go. So it's that. It's those moments that for me, you know, when I was in a boardroom and you were in an office somewhere in a high rise, you don't really get to meet those kinds of people. And so the moment to moment of joy is not felt in the same way that I do experience now. And if I didn't do that leap, I would not have had this chance.
I love that. Karen, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming here and sharing your story. I look forward to going and experiencing the amazing fun park, and for sure. And hopefully our listeners that are here on this hemisphere of the world will do so as well, you know? So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Gabby, this is where we have to say, I'm Ink and...
I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.